The BBC, and the Unyielding Pursuit of Truth. In the grand theater of history, where nations rise and fall and ideologies clash, the role of the messenger has always been paramount. For nearly a century, one institution has stood as a towering figure in this critical domain: the British Broadcasting Corporation, the BBC. More than just a purveyor of news and entertainment, the BBC's journey is a compelling narrative of the struggle for journalistic integrity, the delicate dance with political power, and the enduring public trust placed in its unbiased reporting. Born in the tumultuous post-World War I era, the BBC emerged from a desire for a unified national voice, a trusted source of information in a rapidly changing world. Its early days were defined by the visionary leadership of John Reith, who instilled a deep-seated commitment to impartiality, accuracy, and public service. Reith believed broadcasting had a duty to inform, educate, and entertain, and this ethos became the bedrock upon which the BBC's reputation was built. In an era when media was largely sensationalist or overtly partisan, the BBC offered a beacon of sober, fact-based reporting. Throughout its history, the BBC has found itself at the heart of pivotal historical moments, often acting as the eyes and ears for a nation and, indeed, the world. During the dark days of World War II, its broadcasts provided a vital lifeline of morale and accurate information, famously defying Nazi propaganda with its unwavering commitment to the truth. Winston Churchill himself recognized the BBC's power, famously stating, "The BBC is our greatest asset." Its broadcasts from London, often defiant and resolute, reached across occupied Europe, offering hope and a counter-narrative to the pervasive lies of the Third Reich. The post-war era saw the BBC expand its influence, venturing into television and developing a global reach through the BBC World Service. This expansion, however, did not insulate it from controversy. The pursuit of objective journalism is an arduous path, fraught with the constant pressure of competing narratives and the inherent biases that can creep into any human endeavor. The BBC, like any major news organization, has faced its share of criticism and scrutiny. One of the most significant chapters in the BBC's story, and one that profoundly tested its commitment to freedom of the press, unfolded in the early 2000s. The Iraq War, a deeply divisive conflict, placed the BBC under immense pressure. In 2003, the BBC reported on intelligence regarding weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. This reporting, particularly a report by Andrew Gilligan on BBC Radio 4's Today program, alleged that the government had sexed up intelligence to justify the invasion. The subsequent Hutton inquiry, launched by the British government, delved deep into the BBC's editorial processes and the individuals involved. The inquiry's findings were harsh, leading to the resignation of BBC Director General Greg Dyke and the suicide of Weapons Inspector David Kelly. This period was a crucible for the BBC. It exposed the vulnerabilities of a public broadcaster operating in a highly politicized environment. The scrutiny was intense, and questions were raised about the BBC's editorial independence, its fact-checking procedures, and its ability to withstand government pressure. Yet, even in the face of such intense criticism, the core principle of seeking and reporting the truth, however uncomfortable, remained. The BBC, while wounded, did not collapse. Instead, it embarked on a period of introspection and reform, seeking to strengthen its editorial safeguards and rebuild public trust. The consequences of the Hutton inquiry were far-reaching. It underscored the vital importance of robust editorial oversight, the need for clear lines of accountability, and the delicate balance between journalistic freedom and governmental scrutiny. For the BBC, it was a stark reminder that the pursuit of truth demands not only courage, but also meticulousness and resilience. Beyond specific events, the BBC's ongoing role in reporting on political discourse, social change, and international conflicts continues to be a testament to its foundational principles. Whether it's covering the intricacies of Brexit, the complexities of climate change, or the unfolding events in a global hotspot, the BBC's reporters often operate in challenging environments, striving to provide a balanced and comprehensive account. The rise of the internet and the proliferation of social media have further complicated the media landscape, presenting new challenges in distinguishing fact from fiction. In this era of fake news and echo chambers, the BBC's commitment to verifiable facts and diverse perspectives remains a crucial counterpoint. Ultimately, the BBC's history is more than just the story of a broadcaster. It is a reflection of the ongoing global conversation about the role of media in society. It highlights the constant tension between the public's right to know and the potential for information to be manipulated. The BBC's enduring legacy lies not in its infallibility, but in its persistent, often challenging, quest to uphold the principles of freedom of the press, to serve as a trusted source of information, and to hold power to account. Its story is a powerful reminder that in the relentless pursuit of truth, the work is never truly done.